A friend of mine recently had a baby, and the whole experience has made her cuckoo. The baby opens its mouth and makes these utterly meaningless sounds, you know, gaga, goo-goo, and my friend actually thinks that all that babbling nonsense is a precursor to language.
What do you think it is?
It's simple. The baby's just learning how to move its mouth. It has nothing to do with language.
I wouldn't be so sure about that, Yael. You see, researchers have discovered one particular detail about infant babbling that suggests it may very well be a precursor to language. And that is that babies babble more out of the right side of their mouths than the left side.
That's strange, but so what?
When talking, adults just happen to open the right side of their mouths more, too. Researchers think that this is because neural circuits controlling language are located on the left side of the brain, and each brain hemisphere usually operates the opposite side of the body.
Maybe people just open the right side of their mouths more in everything that they do with their mouths. You know, yawning, eating, all that.
I was going to get to that. It's only in linguistic activities that people open the right side of their mouths more. For non-linguistic activities that involve the mouth, people tend to open their mouths more symmetrically, or on the left side. As a matter of fact, when I first read about this, I started watching people when they talk, and sure enough, most open the right side of the mouth more.
Cool. I'm going to start looking for that, too.
This moment of science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979.
Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross, with help from Esther Thielen in psychology. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.